Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. If it's your first time tuning in, we do uplifting and positive news stories every Monday and Wednesday to fight back the hate, fight back the fear, and fight back the bigotry, and to build faith in communities and the people around you. There's just too much negative energy going on in the news. And so we talk about positive news stories. On Fridays, we either do a positive interview, where we talk about issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. If you want to follow us, please do that. All the social media links are down below in the description. Please like, share, and subscribe. That helps us out so much. But more importantly, Tim, how are you?
I am exhausted.
Why are you exhausted?
Oh, man, I drove 14 hours from Arizona back to Oklahoma City this morning. Well, I left at 7 a.m. and I got here at 11.
Why were you in Arizona?
Visiting my nieces and nephews, man. My brother, my sister came down as well, too. It was a good time, man. All the cousins got to hang out. Well, most of the cousins got to hang out with each other, and it was a good time for sure.
So you have family in Arizona, family in L.A., family in Detroit, right?
Yes, sir.
That is the oddest rectangle ever.
Man, I got family in New York and in Florida as well.
Tim knows everybody on every coast. That man perfectly has a place to stay.
Oh yeah, man, that's how it goes down.
That's what's up, Tim. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, thank you, appreciate that.
I don't know how you're doing these driving trips.
Oh, that's the last one, JP, man. I promise you, there's no way. Like, Captain's been going on with us this last couple. He went to Michigan with us and he went to Arizona, and he does great, but me and Edna, no. We can't do this anymore, man. We got to fly everywhere. 14 hours is just too much.
Yeah, how did you all hang out? Like, hold up, I mean.
Well, like, going down there wasn't too bad. We left in the middle of the night. But coming back, oh, no, man. We switched every 4 hours, switched drivers. And then the last, like, 7 hours, we were trying to switch every other hour. We're like, yo, I'm too tired. I don't want to do this anymore. Man. Driving like that's too much for me. I'm done with that life.
I completely agree. Completely agree. But anyway, let's get to the positive news stories. Before we start, though, we are based out of Oklahoma City. We are based out of Oklahoma. If you were listening to us and you were in Oklahoma, this is going to come out on Monday. On Tuesday, it's election day. Go out and vote. If you don't like what's going on in your community, in the world, you can't do anything unless you talk to your congressmen, talk to your representatives, and you go vote. So go vote tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So let's get into it. We got 5 positive news stories. 9 positive news stories.
JP's got 5. I got 4.
Well, so let's get it.
Word.
Tim, have you ever swam in the ocean?
Yes, sir.
Are you scared of sharks?
I mean, scared of them if I was, like, in front of it, yeah. But am I scared it's going to actually bite me? Nah.
See, I like that. I like that. I completely agree. Well, good news. Sharks are now protected no matter where they swim in the entire ocean. 126 countries signed a pact in order to try to end the killing of an estimated 100 million sharks every single year.
Oh, wow. No more shark fishing.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you think 100 million sharks dying is crazy, it's estimated that there are somewhere, like, there's at least 1 billion sharks in the ocean.
Oh my gosh. that's the stat you were talking about. Yeah. I was going to be like, what? Now, yeah. I'm low-key scared of sharks now, man. That's a lot of sharks.
Yeah, it is a lot of sharks. Yeah, I think some of them are small. Did you see that picture? This is really off topic. Did you see that picture off the coast of Australia where they caught that shark? It was like 5 meters long, and it was like it had been around since the dinosaurs.
Nah, man, that sounds like ridiculous.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know what it was called, but it had like these weird teeth. Like, it looks like something out of like a horror film. I can find it while you're talking, but yeah.
So this shark is a dinosaur, basically, is what you're telling me, since it's been around since the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Okay, I just found it. Ancient shark. Hopefully this tab doesn't pull up anything. Okay, you talk about your next positive news story, and I'll find out the name of this.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about Matthew McConaughey. He's an actor, if you don't know. I can't think of any movie he was in right now. It's killing me because I watched like 4 or 5 of his movies, and I really enjoy them. There was one where he was chasing like treasure, national treasure hunter or something. I don't know. Anyways, Matthew McConaughey, nice guy. He's an actor. He decided to celebrate his 48th birthday last weekend by giving away 4,500 free turkeys to local families in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. There's a pretty cool video. He went live on Facebook when he was going to give these away. And there's like 2 videos that you guys can check out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast to check out his journey in giving these away. It was pretty awesome. Basically what happened was that this guy hit him up and he was like, yo, I'm going to give out these turkeys. And he was like, yeah, I want to help out with 250 volunteers. And he went to surprise the 250 volunteers because they didn't know he was going to be there either. And he announced also that it was his birthday, so he's about to have some fun. And that's exactly what he did. So if you guys want to check out this video, it's on our Facebook page as we speak.
Hold up, he gave away how many turkeys?
4,500 turkeys.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's ridiculous. Like, especially, it's November, Thanksgiving's coming around, a lot of people celebrate it, and yeah, man, that's awesome. That's a great way to spend your birthday, a positive way to spend your birthday.
Absolutely. Don't know who this McConaughey guy is, but sounds pretty neat. I can get behind that.
I really wish I could think of a movie he was in. He's in a lot, too. He's like a really good actor. Actually, you know what? Nah, I can't think of the movie. Never mind.
I should just Google this. What's his name? Matthew Okay, it pulled up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a dude in Inception. I got you. Did you see Inception?
Yeah, I have a long time ago, for sure. That's like, what, 2006 or something that came out?
Inception? I mean, hold up. He wasn't Inception. He was in Interstellar. My bad.
Oh, yeah, he was in Interstellar. I was about to say Inception was Leonardo DiCaprio.
I got my eyes mixed up. good on him. Good on him. We need some positive stories out of Hollywood.
Word.
I found the shark. It's a rare frilled shark. It's considered a living fossil. It's been around since 80 million years ago. It was found in Portugal, not in Australia. And yeah, its teeth are just terrifying.
Oh my gosh, I almost fell down.
It's man. That terrifying.
No, man, I was leaning over in my chair. Oh man, that scared me just as much as that shark scared you. No, absolutely, man. Like, wait, it wasn't alive, was it? 80 million? No, it was like just a fossil.
No, it's swimming.
Yo, why is it swimming still? That's scary. Like, now I have a fear of sharks. I really do.
No, man. We fight back fear on the Uplifting and Positive News.
But I can't fight a shark. Not in water, man. They win every time.
It's not big enough to eat you. Most sharks are too small to eat you.
But they can nibble at me.
Shout out to Edna. Sorry, Tim.
Next story. What do we got for you,
JP? This is what happens when we record late at night. The jokes get a little bit darker.
Bars. Oh, man.
So I have a story of a woman. She got a $3,000 Disney gift card. I don't know how she got it, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, keep going. What happens with this $3,000 gift card?
So she could only spend it on Disney stuff, like at Disney places.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, if I got a $3,000 anything, I'm going to go up there and be like, swipe for a dollar. Can I get my change back? I'm going to try at least. But she was like, well, we could go to like Disney World. We could go to Disneyland. But instead, she spent all $3,000 on toys and donated all of them to Toys for Tots.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we have one about Thanksgiving and one about Christmas. It's officially holiday time.
That's what's up. Halloween's over and everything's going now. My neighbors put up their Christmas lights while I was gone. I drove up and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Dog, it's like, no, it's not even Thanksgiving. Why are Christmas lights going up?
Man, they start early. They start early. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about my next story. I actually like this one. It's about an animal shelter in Florida, right? So have you ever, you read the Harry Potter books, right?
Of course. Did you?
Of course. Well, I read like 2.5.
Damn, what?
Saw the movies for the rest, you know. I mean, I gave up for sure. Well, you remember the houses in Harry Potter, right?
Of course.
Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Slytherin, right?
Yeah.
So what this animal shelter decided to do, well, they decided to, turn their animal shelter into like a Harry Potter twist. So they decided to divide the dogs into houses, which the first house, instead of Gryffindor, they called it Griffin Dogs. The second house, Ravenclaw, which they called Ravenpaw. The third house, which is Hufflepuff, they called it Hufflefluff. And Slytherin, they called them Slobberin.
Oh my goodness, I love puns. This is amazing.
I knew you would love it. I knew you would. So basically, they decided, the employees decided to observe the dogs and watch them interact with toys and other dogs before assigning them to a house. And it's been working out amazing. So far, they were able to get 23 dogs adopted after starting this Harry Potter-themed house. And so far, the most popular house has been Hufflepuff because the characteristics are hardworking, dedication, patience, loyalty, justice, and fair play. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome. I know I'm not looking for another dog right now, but I know here in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years, I'm definitely going to. Captain needs, you know, a buddy. And if I ever found like a Harry Potter themed animal shelter, I'm definitely going to that one first.
Captain's getting a buddy in June.
Touche.
B. Yeah, that is pretty amazing. I've never been in a dog shelter. How do they sort dogs normally?
Man, they're just in random cages.
Really?
Yeah, man. They're just in cages. Dogs that get along with each other get to go together, and dogs that don't, they're in a separate cage.
So these are just 4 massive cages?
No. For this, they obviously got them spread out, you know, but they just labeled them. Instead of labeling them with what kind of breed they are, they labeled them with what house they're from. So they basically want people to look at the dogs for their character, not for what they are. So if you're a pit bull, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be aggressive. You know, that's just a label that the news media is putting out there for pit bulls. In this animal shelter, they're describing exactly how this dog is, how he's going to act. Is he a good dog or is he a bad dog? So you can have a pit bull in Slytherin, you can have a pit bull in Ravenpaw.
I like it, Tim. So you're telling me this is this is pun filled. It has Harry Potter involved, and it's smart. I like all of this.
It's exact a story for the positive truth, man.
Got you. Well, since you're talking about dogs, my next one's about cats. The city of Denver has voted unanimously to ban cat declawing, and that's about it. That's a positive news story. If you don't know anything about cat declawing, it's basically like cutting off your first knuckle on your finger. So yeah, they banned it, and that's good.
Yeah, man, that is really good. I know I'm not a big, you know, cat person myself, but I do love animals, and I definitely know, I've been knowing actually that, you know, taking their claws out isn't really too great. So that's good that they did that. Let me go ahead and go to my next one. I know you don't watch this show because I asked you the other day and you had no idea what I was talking about. So there's a show on Netflix, guys, that's called Stranger Things. This show is amazing, JP. They just, you know, came out with their second season. Me and Edna, we finished it in like 2 days because that's what we do. We binge watch. And there's this actor on the show. His name is Gaten Matarazzo. I hope I said his last name right. But basically, he's the kid that didn't have any teeth the first season. His teeth came in second season. Pretty dope. But basically what happened was on social media, the Science Museum of Minnesota decided to share a picture. Hey, Stranger Things fans, check out what Dustin is wearing in season 2's episode 1, and which is a sweater from their museum that actually came out in the 80s. So basically what happened was the Science Museum saw the sweater and they were like, you know what? let's start making these again, because they don't even sell these anymore. Somebody gave it to him and he decided to wear it for the show. So what they decided to do was, all right, we're going to make this episode. Wow, make these sweaters. So at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, they began to sell these purple sweaters, crew necks, and t-shirts with the same Brontosaurus and Thunder Lizard text and image of the dinosaur. Opening sales started online at 8 a.m. By 11 a.m., their website had website crashed. By 4 p.m., they sold over 10,000 items for the total of $400,000. If you go into the museum, all they have are 3Xs there, which are getting sold as well. So the whole reason I'm talking about this story, it's a nonprofit museum. So what they decided to do, all proceeds will go to science and education. And that's why I'm talking about it on The Positive Truth, because one, Stranger Things is one of my favorite TV shows, and two, it helps sell $400,000 worth of shirts that is going to go to education, and it doesn't get much better than that to me.
They sold $400,000 worth in 3 hours?
Yes, man. No, well, not in 3 hours. In 3 hours, the website crashed by 4 o'clock. So I guess 8 hours.
Oh, that's... that was not significant anymore.
Yeah, man, they sold $400,000 worth of items for science and education, man. I think that's amazing, just because this TV show is that popular, too. And honestly, like, I saw the sweater, and it's nothing too special, but I low-key want it because I like that show that much. And the fact that it's going to something positive, why not?
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing really to add to that, other than, so they're donating all of it to science and education and not to their own museum?
No, sir.
Are they going to keep making these sweaters?
Oh, yeah. They definitely have to, man. They're definitely going to sell even more. I know they are.
I like that how kid. They decided, like, let's make these sweaters, and they went for, like, $10,000 at a start.
Man, when you're doing positive things, especially when it's selfless like that, and that show is that popular, the sky's the limit, man. At first, when I was reading this article, I was just like, why is this a positive story? I'm not sure what's going on here. But then when I realized it was a nonprofit museum, it's all going to education, it's a win. Like, that's amazing to me, man.
That is amazing. Yeah, my next positive news story is really short as well, and it can't really top that, but it's all good. It's about the Pope. He is basically, they're banning cigarette sales at the Vatican. I hope I pronounced that right. Vatican. Yeah, there we go. Vatican. Can't pronounce Vatican. Anything. They're banning cigarette sales to employees as of 2018. Basically, the Pope's saying, we can't contribute to activity that clearly damages people's health. I didn't know the Vatican sold cigarettes, but you know.
Me either. Like, when he said that, I was like, whoa.
But the fact that they acknowledged it and they're not going to sell to their employees anymore is a good thing. So good job.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, I got one more story. It's actually from TCU. So a student organization is working to eliminate food waste on campus by donating leftover food from football games to the homeless. TCU's Food Recovery Network donates hundreds of pounds of food to the Union Gospel Mission homeless shelter after every home football game. You know how much food this is, man? It's over 860 pounds of food, and everything gets used.
Hold up, nothing gets wasted. Where are they getting this from?
So, TCU, after their football games, so, like, let's say the OU-TCU game. I'm not sure if it was in Norman or if it was in Texas, but, like, say it was in Texas, after the game, all the leftover food that they have from the concession stands and all the, like, little spots they have where they sell food, they get all that food together and they take it to the homeless shelter, and it's always an abundance of food because, obviously, food waste in America is ridiculous, so instead of them throwing it away like most places do, they give it to the homeless shelter. And I think it's, you know, it's just as positive as it gets. There's an article I'm going to share on our Facebook page that you guys can check out if you don't believe me. So check that out there at the Positive Truth Podcast.
We definitely believe you, Tim. Where is TCU located?
Man, I was going to say Lubbock, Texas, but I could be wrong, actually. So let me look it up real fast.
Okay, well, while you're looking that up, my next positive news story is about giving back to the homeless as well. A Mormon church in Salt Lake City. They're called the LDS Church. They're donating $10 million towards building and development additional housings in the Salt Lake Valley for homeless. So, yeah.
Man, that's awesome. That ties in really well with that story.
Also, like, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, like, how do these people come up with this amount of money?
I am shrugging, and you can't see it.
I think everybody listening shrugging, like, who knows? For sure, that's awesome, though, man. Oh, TCU is located in Fort Worth, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, man, I had no idea. There was actually a question on there, like, when did TCU move to Fort Worth?
I never knew that. I've been to Fort Worth a couple of times. I've never... The more you know with the positive truth.
True story.
Well, good job, TCU. Every college should do that, though.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Every college, every professional sport, even the high school sports when they got, you know, leftover stuff, they should just take it to the local homeless shelter. I'm sure there's plenty of people there that, you know, are in need.
Are you trying to tell Oklahoma City Public Schools to donate something?
I'm trying to tell Oklahoma City Public Schools, Golden Corral, like everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I like that. Hopefully more schools do that.
For sure.
So if you're listening, go tell everyone about what TCU is doing and try to have it happening in your community, in your local university. All over the world.
Absolutely.
And I think we're out of positive news stories for today. I have like five more, but you know, we got to record on Wednesday.
for sure, man. I definitely want to get some rest, so we're definitely going to go ahead and finish this up real quick. Who do we have on this episode this Friday? Do you know, JP?
We have your boy, Mr. Flash himself.
We got Fraser Legesi, which I called him Legeese for the last like 15 years of my life, but it's all good. He's a former Oklahoma City High School graduate who ran at Oklahoma Christian University and then ran at Oklahoma University. And yeah, man, he has a great journey off of, you know, being born in Ethiopia, coming to the United States when he was, you know, a preteen and becoming a professional runner. So if you guys want to hear this guy's positive story and all the positive things he's doing for his community, make sure you guys check out our episode on Friday. It's amazing. And if you haven't checked out our Jasmine Hook episode, please check that out because it's amazing as well. We got to continue more interviews. And if you know anybody out there that deserves to be interviewed or you think should be interviewed, hit us up with an email at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And I promise you we'll reach out to that person and try to, you know, expose them for the positive person they are.
We're all about exposing positive people to do great things in the community. Also, Fraser, he did this Run OKC thing, which gives back to the community. It was this last weekend, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I wish I could have went, man. If I didn't set up this trip a long time ago, I definitely would have been there.
Absolutely. Do you have a quote, Tim?
Yes, sir. Your positive action combined with positive thinking results in success.
Nice. Well, go take that positive thinking. Spread those positive vibes, and we will see you on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.